Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Gephardt. Crop diseases are often linked to moisture, and while most of South Dakota is currently in drought, this spring and summer brought enough rain to set the stage for disease in many crops across the state. SDSU Extension Plant Pathology Specialist Madeline Shires explains.
We kind of started the year with wheat where we were seeing tan spots starting super early in winter wheat. And then we had a major outbreak of stripe rust that affected both winter and spring wheat, all from the southern part of the state all the way up to the northern part of the state.
In addition, Fusarium head blight, also known as scab, became an issue in spring wheat in the northern region of South Dakota. Shire states soybeans escaped the majority of diseases this summer, but corn experienced new challenges, including tar spot.
We found 46 counties in the state that had some level of tar spot. It was more severe in the southeast part of the state and less severe as you were kind of north and west. And then we also had a pretty big outbreak of southern rust in corn as well, and we had it in about 46 to 50 counties this year too.
Finally, the first case of corn stunt was detected from a dual county leaf sample submitted to the SDSU Plant Diagnostic Lab in September. Shires reports a corn stunt outbreak occurred in Oklahoma, Kansas, and Missouri, and is suspected in Nebraska and Arkansas. The South Dakota diagnosis is the furthest north corn stunt has ever been confirmed in the U.S. Find details on managing plant diseases by visiting the crops page at extension.sdstate.edu.